It's Friday, March 31st, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The United States Senate took an important step towards defunding Planned Parenthood yesterday afternoon. Vice President Mike Pence made the tie-breaking vote on a bill that would allow states to withhold funding from abortion providers. Two liberal Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine, voted with the Democrats. The bill has already cleared the House and awaits the president's signature. The Worldview spoke to Mallory Quigley, communications director for the pro-life group Susan B. Anthony List, about this historic vote.
We're so thankful that Vice President Pence was able to come in and cast the tie-breaking vote this afternoon so that states are no longer forced to fund Planned Parenthood through Title X. It's the first time in 2 years that the Senate has taken a pro-life vote of this nature, but really it's the first big pro-life victory in about a decade.
Quigley also addressed why we need to keep up the pressure on defunding Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business. They perform more than 330,000 abortions a year, and they do not provide comprehensive whole woman health care. Today's vote proves that there is actually votes in the Senate to get a bill on President Trump's desk that would further defund Planned Parenthood of their Medicaid, which is the largest funding stream that they have. It's so important that we keep up the pressure, continue to call, and continue to let our senators know that we want to see Planned Parenthood completely defunded.
It was 8 a.m. on July 14th, 2015, when a young man named David DeLeiden posted his expose videos on Planned Parenthood on YouTube. Though still facing charges in California courts for his investigative work, DeLeiden is arguably the most important initial force in bringing down funding for the largest abortion provider in this country. North Carolina legislators repealed the bathroom bill that would have required those using government restrooms to use that which corresponded to their birth gender. The bill also forbids local government from acting on the issue, reverting to a don't-ask, don't-tell approach to bathroom usage in North Carolina. I'm reminded of today's special report immediately following the newscast about gutsy Christians who are pushing back on a culture that has lost its way and rejected self-evident truth. Stay tuned. A year ago, Target department stores distinguished itself by opening its bathrooms to transgender use. Since then, its stock has fallen from $83 down to $53, a 36% drop in value. Compare that to the increase of 17% for the Dow Industrial Average over the same time period, and Walmart experienced a 4% increase. Matt Drudge had lunch with Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, and he called him America's best senator. Drudge tweeted, quote, "He's bold, brave, and has somehow kept his heart in such a corrupt city," unquote. 2 years ago, Senator Paul said, quote, "We need a revival in the country. We need another great awakening with tent revivals of thousands of people," unquote. Disney's latest children's film, Beauty and the Beast, features a homosexual scene, and yet it's shaping up to be nearly the most popular film of all time. The film has collected $750 million in just 2 weeks and rates fourth fastest earning film. In an op-ed for the Christian Post, Michael Brown points out that Vimeo is blocking Christian ministries like Restored Hope and Pure Passion Ministries for suggesting that Jesus Christ can cleanse homosexuals of their sin. Moreover, Brown points out that Vimeo has been less anxious to control the content of jihadists and pornographers. Ezekiel 33, verse 8 says, "If I say to the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand." Two Democrats, Senators Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp, have agreed to back the Gorsuch nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Both senators will face re-election bids next year in states won by Donald Trump, West Virginia and North Dakota. God sent Cyclone Debbie across the eastern Australia coast with the force of 160 mile-per-hour winds, and she did her damage. The Australian reports that 6,000 people were evacuated from their homes in New South Wales. 13 out of 14 of the passengers riding in a church bus were called home to Jesus when they were involved in a head-on collision with a truck. That's the word from the New Braunfels, Texas First Baptist Church Facebook page on Wednesday night. The bus was returning from a retreat where the elderly Christians had gathered to study the Bible and sing hymns. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, another special report. First, Bruce Jenner tried to pass himself off as a woman. Then, Target threw caution to the wind, allowing men into ladies' restrooms and changing rooms. And finally, former President Obama mandated that government schools allow boys to share the bathroom and the locker room showers with girls. Well, the National Organization for Marriage is sick and tired of all the misguided foolishness. Brian Brown, the president of the Traditional Values Group, said, quote, "It's biology, not bigotry. Men and women were created equally, each given a gender that is fixed, immutable, and complementary. Rather than perpetuate a lie that gender can be changed based on emotions and feelings, we should encourage people to embrace and love who they were made to be," unquote. The Worldview spoke with Joseph Grabowski, Director of Communications for the National Organization for Marriage, about their controversial free speech bus, an orange and white colored rolling billboard which made its first stops at the United Nations, Trump Tower, and Yale University this week.
The free speech bus is a project jointly of Citizen Go, the National Organization for Marriage, and the International Organization for the Family. And it is trying to call for renewed debate and conversation over transgender bathroom policies and laws in our culture. So on the side of it, it says it's biology. Boys are boys and always will be. Girls are girls and always will be. You can't change sex. Respect all.
But respect was hard to come by as the intolerant leftists targeted the free speech bus for vandalism, witnessed firsthand by Grabowski.
The second day of the bus trip, which was in New York City, the bus was vandalized for the first time, which included somebody punching holes in several of the windows with a hammer and graffitiing the side of the bus with transgender rights messages. We got it back on the road after getting it repaired and headed up to Boston, Massachusetts, where we were today. Unfortunately, we've encountered another incident of vandalism. People threw rocks at the bus, and somebody keyed the side of it and tore up some of the siding and also wrote another message on the side. There's definitely a double standard here in that those who call for tolerance and respect don't want to show the same when an alternate viewpoint is presented.
Grabowski says the, quote, "truth of gender is that it is determined by biology rather than by emotions and feelings," unquote. But even if you reject God's divine design, the organizers of the free speech bus, which has become a target of hatred, call on all Americans to respect the free speech rights of citizens to debate these issues without fear of being demeaned, harassed, or threatened with retaliation in this brave new world. Be the first to know where the free speech bus is headed next, how the leftists are reacting, and what folks are saying about it throughout social media at hashtag Free Speech Bus. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus.